Okay, so we are learning Be'ezus Hashem Lilu Nishmas, our dear friend Reb Moshe Zelig ben Reb Zerach HaKoyim. So we began yesterday the sugya at the bottom of Lamed Beis on the base. We're trying to work out what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says that you are poiseach. You begin, when you're dealing with dinei nefoshos, you begin lizchus. How is it that you try beginning to steer this particular case in the direction of zchus? Remember, we have every reason, we have every willingness, desire to exempt him, to exonerate him, because we have a positive hitzilu ha'eda. So how exactly do I do that? So in the beginning, the Gemara suggested that we come in a very hostile fashion, and we doubt the credibility of the Edom. Having presented their Edos, we straight away, as it were, jump down their throat. We say to them, really? Is that true? Maybe you made this all up. But the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara rejected that. So we're still on the lookout. We haven't yet determined what exactly does it mean. How was this done practically? How would you ensure, or at least try, and steer this case in the direction of Zechus? So have a look at the Gemara. It's on Lamed Beis on the base, and it is the sixth wide line. Towards the end of the sixth wide line, Elo Omar Ula. Says Ula, you're right. What we do is as follows. Hochi Omrinon, what we do is we say, Yesh Lecho Eidim Lahazimom. That's what we do. We say to the accused, the Edim have just given their Edus, and they've accused him of being Mechalol Shabbos in Bet Shemesh, on Parashas Bahaloischa, in Nachal Revivim, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it looks very bleak. That's what the Edim have said. So Lechayre his Chayev Skila. So now, how do we respond? So the Gemara made one suggestion. As mentioned, we've rejected that. So now the second possibility is we're going to turn round now to the defendant and say, do you possibly have any Edim who could be Mazim? These Edim. Because if you could just get two other Edim. The first two Edim are called Reuven and Shimon, and they're accusing Mr. Ploini of being Mechalel Shabbos. So we turn around to Ploini and say, listen, maybe do you have any Edim, Levi and Yehuda, who could be Mazim, Reuven and Shimon? What does that mean to be Mazim them? To say to Reuven and Shimon, excuse me, Pashas Baloischa, Shabbos afternoon, you could not possibly be in Bet Shemesh, you're with us in London. Do you have any Edim like that? That's how we would start steering the case in the direction of Zuchus. Now, there is a very obvious problem with this suggestion, which the Gemara asks straight away. Says the Gemara, Omalei Rabo, V'chi poischin b'zechusoi shel zeh, shehi choyvosoi shel zeh? Question mark. Remember, what is our mandate? We don't want to put anyone to death. If we have to, we have to. Let's not forget, Rabbi Yisai, the famous Mishnah in Makkos, which I'm sure everybody knows, and it says that if a Bezdin would kill more than once in 70 years, that was considered a murderous Bezdin. So you see what an incredibly rare event. Almost every time, 99.99% of cases, they managed somehow to exonerate him. So we're absolutely turning over the world, as it were, to try and free him, because the Pasuk says, V'hitzilu ha'eda. So now, what was the suggestion? We turn around to this Ploini, and we say, you have just been accused of Chilul Shabbos, and therefore you are sentenced to death. Well, maybe we're trying to trigger your memory. Do you have any other Edim, Levi and Yehuda, who could be Mazim, Reuven and Shimon? To which the Gemara is asking, excuse me, what's the point of encouraging to bring in Edim who will be Mazim, Reuven and Shimon? If he does bring Levi and Yehuda to be mazim Reuben and Shimon. What happens to Reuben and Shimon? They themselves get killed. So what have you done? Your big hope of saving Pliny Shkoyach is now to go and kill Reuben and Shimon. So what's the point of that? What's the point of being poiseach lizchus of Pliny if that means by definition incriminating and therefore killing Reuben and Shimon? If we're trying to get somebody off the hook, well, we haven't achieved much by saving Pliny and then killing Reuben and Shimon. So look back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'chi poischin, would we open up b'zechusay shel zeh, with the zechus of this particular fellow, our friend Pliny, shehi choyvosay shel zeh, which will now be incriminating somebody else? Look, have a look at Rashi on the fifth wide line. Shetehei choyvosay shel zeh, Lechazer, would we now go searching acharei Eide Hazoma, after Edim who could be mazim the first set, kedei sheyaharugu harishonim, so that we should kill the first two? Well, that's not much of an achievement. Good news and bad news. The good news is we saved Pliny. Bad news is, in order to do so, we had to kill Reuben and Shimon. So what's the point of that?
Just a quick question. Sometimes I get confused because is the job of the Beis Din to find a killer, or is it just to exonerate anyone that comes up as a suspect?
Exonerate him. That was the balance that we mentioned yesterday. Of course, we have a possible biyar tahara. We have to exterminate bad, but we more importantly view the other possible of hitzilu ha'edah. So it's not so much about tracking down the murderer. It's let's try and not put somebody to death.
Rabbi, I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference between the cases, like the guy who's chayav skila and the edim. Because if we're so careful that we don't want to kill people, then this is a very serious warning, though, not to be edim zomimim. You don't have to put yourself in a position where we're going to kill you. Just tell the truth, because if you're going to come and accuse somebody else, that's what's hovering over your head. So it's not the same as a guy committed an avera. We're not dying to kill him. You can cause your lying will cause the death of somebody. So it's a very, very different type of.
If you put to death the guy who's mechalel Shabbos, that will also be an incentive not to mechalel Shabbos. That's just as valuable.
Yeah, but you're not causing somebody else's death.
If I put somebody to death, I've got every reason to want to kill him. Will be our Torah. So if I kill the
This guy is being put to death is not causing. So he's not being put to death because he caused somebody else's death. He was mm-hmm. Michal Shabbos. And we're not trying to do that. But these other guys...
They're both Isurim in the Torah. There's two Averas in the Torah that carry a death penalty, and we have every incentive to prevent either. But if I can prevent somebody being killed, that's even better. So how can I possibly suggest bring Edim Zaymamin, and that way you'll exonerate Mr. Pliny from Chilul Shabbos and Skila, if that way I've got to go and kill two Edim? I've gone and killed two people to save one. That's not a very good day in the office. Says the Gemara, I disagree. Umi havya chayvosai? Question mark. Is it really a chayv? Is that really going to incriminate the Edim Zimmerman? It won't. We will not put them to death. Why not? The Hotanan. We have learned in a Mishnah. Ein Edim Zimmerman Neherogim Ad Sheyigmar Hadim? Question mark. Edim Zimmerman are only put to death if there's been a Gemar Din. If the Beis Din have formally paskened, you, Mr. Pliny, are a Mechalel Shabbos and you're Chayev Skila. Bang goes the hammer. Then Edim come, Mazimin, and they prove the first Edim to be Zaymamin. Yes, then indeed we would kill them. But remember, in the case that we're discussing, there hasn't yet been a Gemara Din. All that's happened is, so far, two Edim have presented their case. The Dayanim haven't even discussed it yet. They haven't come to a conclusion and a Gemara Din. We're talking about poichschin, how to start off the whole case long before the Gemara did. So if at this stage Mr. Pliny would be able to bring two Edim who are Mazim, Reuven and Shimon, that would be wonderful. Because what would happen to Reuven and Shimon? Nothing. They would not be killed because there hasn't been a Gemara Din. And what would happen to Pliny? Also nothing. He's exonerated. So therefore, L'chaira, we can once again restore this particular answer. Maybe this indeed should be encouraged. Ask Mr. Pliny, maybe you should go and find some mazimin, because if you can only do so, then you will get off the hook. And don't worry about landing Reuben and Shimon in the soup and having them killed, because they won't be killed, because there hasn't been a Gemara Din. So why are you getting all upset that I'm exonerating Pliny and I'm killing Reuben and Shimon? No, I won't kill Reuben and Shimon because there's been no Gemara Din. Says the Gemara, no, you didn't understand what I meant. I'll tell you what I'm worried about. Says the Gemara, first word on the line, Hochi Amina, this is what I said. What I'm worried is, Ilu Shosik Hai. What happens if Mr. Pliny remains silent, does nothing, does not react? Ad demigmar dinei, until indeed the jolly well will be a gmar din. And then umaisi edim. Then maybe finally he'll wake up and discover, he'll go and track down two edim, umazim lehu, and they will be mazim, Reuven and Shimon. Now we're in big trouble. Well, then it really is saving Mr. Pliny by killing Reuven and Shimon. You told me, don't worry, nothing will happen to Reuven and Shimon because there's been no Gemara Din. Yeah, very nice. Toda Rabat. That's if he gets his act together and he brings the Mazim in before the Gemara Din. But what happens if he's Shosek? What happens if he doesn't react and he doesn't get his act together? And he only brings the mazim in after the Gemara Din. Well, what have you achieved then? Shkoyach, you've saved Mr. Pliny, and then you jolly well will kill Reuven and Shimon because it's post-Gemara Din. I'm sorry, I can't accept that. I cannot accept that we're going to encourage Mr. Pliny to find Edim Mazimin because there's a very big risk. He might do that only after there's been a Gemara Din. That way he'll get himself off the hook, very nice, and he'll land Reuben and Shimon a death sentence. So what type of achievement is that? Look at Rashi. Uparchina, the Gemara initially asked the question, mi have a chayvasam? Is it really a chayv? Is it going to find somebody chayv a death penalty? I have a mitzmi. Even if they would be found to be zaymimin, Hashta at this stage, koidem gemaradin, prior to the gemaradin, vahotanan, etc., etc. We have surely learned in a Mishnah that prior to the gemaradin, you never put the Edim Zayim into death anyway. The answer is no. Hochi kamina. This is what I meant to say. Heichi mazerinon lahai. How can you now suggest to him lechazer achar ede hazama? How can you suggest to him to go and search for Ede Azama? It is a chayv. It is to the detriment of the Edim Zaymin, of the Edim Reuven and Shimon. You know why? Because the Dilma may be Shosik Hai. This particular individual, meaning this Pliny, will remain silent. He won't do anything about it for the moment. Ad the Migmaradin. Until such point that there's been a Gemara Din, Vahodar, and then Maisilu, then finally he'll get up from his chair and he'll look for Mazimin and he'll bring them along after the Gemara Din. And then what will we have to do? We're going to have to put to death the first two Edim. So for that's the Gemara's question. Again, we're all under the banner, we're trying to explain the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah mean when it said that we are poiseach, poischim? We begin the case, we try and steer the case in the direction of zechus for Pliny. How are we doing that? By suggesting to him he should look for mazimin, Well, what happens if he does that after there's been a Gemara Din? So he'll very successfully exonerate himself and we'll have Reuven and Shimon killed. Well, what's the point of that? We're trying to get everybody off the hook. So surely that cannot be what the Mishnah meant. When the Mishnah meant that we start off the case in the Zechus, we're trying to steer the case in the direction of making him innocent, that cannot be what we had in mind. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ella, a new suggestion. Remember, whenever we have an Ella word, it's always a backtracking. You're right, 100%. That cannot be what the Mishnah meant. Something else was in mind. Now, before we see the next line of the Gemara, we need to remind ourselves, Rabbeisai, of a very, very, very important yisoid. A yisoid we've mentioned many times in the past, but we have to now absolutely have it crystal clear. Otherwise, we'll have no idea what the Gemara is talking about. When two Edim come to Beis Din, like in our case, and they testify that Mr. Ploini was Machalol Shabbos in Ramat Bet Shemesh, Parashas Ba'alo Yischa, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There are two ways that Reuven and Shimon, the Edim, can be disproven. What are the two ways? One way is, as we just mentioned, Hazoma. And that is if Levi and Yehuda come and say to him, excuse me, you were not in Bet Shemesh on that particular day, you were in London. But there's another mechanism, not Hazoma, rather Hakhosha. Hakhosha is when Levi and Yehuda show up and they do not say to them that you were not in Bet Shemesh, you were in London. No, they don't say that. Rather, they prove them to be liars in a different manner. Not by saying the magic two words, Imonu Hoyusem, you are with us. No, they don't say that. Rather, they say, excuse me, we can prove you're a liar. How can you prove that I was a liar? Well, happens to be that Mr. Ploini was with us in London. They did not say that you, the Edim, they say Mr. Ploini. Alternatively, they say, excuse me, we were there in Bet Shemesh on Nachal Revivim, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we saw the particular event that you're describing. And in fact, Ploini was not Machalal Shabbos at all. You thought that he struck a match. It looked like he struck a match. It was actually just a fake. It wasn't. So that is not called Zoymimin. Zoymimin is only when you say the magic words, Imanu Hayisim. Here, this is Hakhosha. Hakhosha means we have proved that you're liars. What's the halacha in that case? So obviously, Reuven and Shimon, who have now been proven to be liars, their edus is rejected. But they are not killed. Reuven and Shimon are only killed in the case where they are proven to be Zoymimin. They were in a different place. That's the Pasuk in the Torah of us. Hisem loy kasher zomam lases lo'achiv. You do to them that which they plotted to do against their brother. But that's only in the case of Imanu Aisa. But if we disprove the Eidos in a different way, in a way that we call Hakhosha, they are no less liars. They're absolutely lying through their teeth. And of course, therefore, we reject their Eidos, but we do not kill them. Why? Because the Torah says, for whatever reason, that we only put them to death in the event of Imanu Hayisa. Ah, if that's the case, now we can come back to our Gemara. We have a very simple pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we try and begin the case by steering it in a direction of Zechus. What does that mean, steering it in a direction of Zechus? So the first suggestion was, we encourage him to bring Mazim in. Well, that's not a great idea, because if he gets Ploini off the hook, he's going to get the Edim killed. So what's the obvious now next suggestion? Don't bring Edim, Levi and Yehuda to be Mazim, Reuven and Shimon. Rather bring Levi and Yehuda to be Makhish, Reuven and Shimon. So that way, Reuven and Shimon's Edus will be thrown out of Beis Din, but they will not be killed. Neither will Ploini be killed. and everybody will go home and live happily ever after. Says the Gemara, Elo Amar Rabbo, rather what we do is, Hoch Amrin Olei, what we do is, we say to them, Yesh Locha Eidim Lahakhishon. Underline Lahakhishon, that's the key word. We're not going to encourage you to look for Eidim to be Mazim, because that's not going to help us much, because then you end up killing the Eidim. We're going to encourage you to find Eidim who are Makhish, says Rashi. Third bottom line, lahakhisha. How do you prove the Eidim to be liars? Kagoin, for example, onu ro'inu oisoi horug achar kach chai v'kayon. This particular ploini, so we spoke about an example of chilul Shabbos. Rashi is given an example of murder. Mr. Ploini is accused of murdering Almoini. Ploini has killed Almoini. When? Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock in Mishkafayim. That's what Reuven and Shimon testify. Come along Levi and Yehuda and say, really? Mr. Almoini was killed Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock in the morning? The next day, Wednesday, we saw Almoini prancing around the street. He looked alive and well to us. Well, obviously, Reuven and Shimon have turned out to be liars. They said this fellow was murdered on Tuesday morning, and the next day he was seen alive and well walking around the street. So, Ploini is off the hook. And the Eidim, Reuven and Shimon, will not be killed because is not Zomin. Says Rashi, going on, Ra'inu, I say horug. We saw this so-called murdered person. We saw him afterwards. Chai v'kayam, alive and well. Dahavya Eidos betela. So obviously the Eidos is botel, cancelled. Dehu v'hein paturin. Both he, the accused, Mr. Ploini, and them, the Eidim, they're all potter. Why are they all potter? The Ein Zeimamin Elo Be'imanu Hayisem. Because the Eidim are only considered to be Eidim Zeimamin if they say those magic words, Imanu Hayisem. K'dialfinam HaMesechtas Makas, as we learn in Mesechtas Makas. But we're not talking about that case. Over here, Levi and Yehuda never said to Reuben and Shimon, you are with us. No, you're not with us. We absolutely believe you that you were in Mishkafayim. That could be very well. But I'm sorry to tell you, how can you possibly say that this fellow was murdered on Tuesday morning when 2 weeks later we saw the guy running, riding his bike around the street? So that way, Ploin is now off the hook because he's been shown not to be a murderer. Reuven and Shimon, although their Eidos is absolutely bottled and it's been proven that they're lying through their teeth, but they will not be killed. Why will they not be killed? Because Levi and Yehuda never said to them, Imanu Ayisim. Ah, so now we have a wonderful pshat in our Mishnah. When this individual was brought into Beis Din, and he's being accused of murder so that he's chayav to die himself. And the Mishnah said that we try and steer the case in the direction of Zechus. Now we have the pshat. What does that mean? We try and steer the case in the direction of Zechus. Not that we encourage him to bring mazim in. No, we don't encourage that. But we want to encourage him to bring two Eidim who will be makhish, the first Eidos. The first Eidos will be thrown out. They're sent back home. The accused is sent back home. And everybody lives happily ever after. Yeah.
You know, in the case of Eidim Zomamim, it's one of the few times where it's been mazed, Kilo, because they're saying, you're outright lying. There's not a mistake here. You're claiming that you were in a place, but you were with us in, I don't know, in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So how exactly, you're an outright, you're trying to kill this guy. That's why you're Chayv Misa. On the other side, if they say we saw, and they say you couldn't have seen because he was with us. Oh, maybe we saw somebody else. I guess we made a mistake. Or no, we saw him being killed. How are we talking about? He looked like he was dead. I guess he lived afterwards. I don't know. There's a chance that they made a mistake. It's not a chance. It's very possible that it's not like they were outright liars. The bottom line is they weren't strong enough to put this guy to death. So maybe that's why it's Lizakus.
Yeah.
That's why they don't get killed. Right. That's why it's a big difference. But if you say, you know, Imanu Ayisa, then you're an outright trying to get this guy killed with a lie.
Okay, so we have so far one acceptable pshat in the Mishnah. How are we poiseach bizchus? The answer is by encouraging Pliny to go and find two other Edom, Levi and Yehuda, who will contradict the first two. They will not be mazim them, they'll be makhish them, and that way everyone will be off the hook. Says the Gemara, we've got another alternative now, maybe another pshat. Another suggestion, another way by which we can encourage zechus. Rav Kahana Omar, midivreichem nizdake ploini. Translated, we tell the Edom after hearing their Edus, okay, you presented the Edus, and we say to them, we must be honest, from your words, it would seem to be that actually he is innocent. So what does that mean? We've got Mr. Pliny standing in the accused defendant's box, and Reuben and Shimon have said, this fellow is a murderer and he's chayev misa. Okay, they both present their Edus. Reuven gives his Edus, Shimon gives his Edus. Now the job of the Dayanim is to debate it. So Rav Kahana suggests that there should be an announcement. Having presented their Edus, they will say to the Edim, okay, we hear what you have to say. Given your Edus, to be perfectly honest, it wasn't that convincing. And actually, our first impression is that the guy is actually innocent. Now, what does that help? Remember, we keep on coming back to this principle, first impressions last. If that is the announced first impression, then what are we going to pursue first now? If we've announced, whether it's true or not, but if we've announced, ah, yes, you've given your Edus, well, to be perfectly honest, it would seem based on your evidence that actually he's innocent. So what does that plant in the minds of all the Dayanim? Ah, he's innocent. Ah, okay, so let's try and consider that then. So that way we are steering the case gently in the direction of Zechus. Look at Rashi. Second bottom line. Rav Kahana Omar, kach poischin b'zechus. This is the way that we start off with Zechus. La'achar kabolas eidos. After we've accepted the eidos, meaning we listen to the two eidim, oimer we say, mitoich divreichem, from your words, mizdake pleini. What does it mean, mizdake, from the word zechus? Soifoi lotseis mi bezdin zakai. It would seem that he's going to end up emerging from Bezdin innocent, lefi ro'is einenu. What does that mean, lefi ro'is einenu? According to the way our eyes see it. We haven't yet discussed it, but our first impression is it looks pretty good for Pliny. And after that, noisin v'noisnin. Now we start debating the case. So according to Rav Kahana, the Mishnah is much more simple. According to the first pshat, it was a whole fancy case. We encourage Pliny to go and find Edim to be makhish, etc., etc. According to Rav Kahana, no, it's much more simple. We would stand up and we would simply say, thank you very much, gentlemen, for your testimony. I must tell you, it looks like first impression that this Pliny is going to walk out innocent. And then they start debating the case. So as we can well imagine, the statistical chance of indeed finding him innocent has gone up now, because that's how we're going to launch the case. Says the Gemara.
How can they say that based upon the testimony? I mean, the testimony could be so blatantly against him.
Yeah.
I can just stand up and...
We'll find a loophole. It seems to be overwhelming. Like I said, they're not really giving an opinion. It's just a way of being poiseach zechus. We just want to steer it in that direction. The first impression we want people to have is, yep, okay, probably innocent. Really? Sounded pretty overwhelming and blatant to me. Ah, really? The chief Dayan has said that his first impression is innocent? Ah, okay, so I better rethink. Let's start thinking innocent now. Now you're right, of course. In the event that they try everything and they come to the inescapable conclusion, I know he's guilty, we jolly well put him to death. He'll be out of Aron Mikabecha, absolutely.
Rebbe, do we does the Beis Din hold it by the same rule of laws in America, which is like innocent and proven guilty? He's totally
Correct.
innocent until proven guilty?
100%. So, okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll see.
By the way, I meant vice versa. The American law follows the Torah law, of course. I'm sorry.
100%. We'll see, Ms. Hashem, tomorrow. The Gemara has other suggestions of what the Mishnah could mean when it says that we begin the case, Letzad Zuchus, but so far we have two. Either we encourage him to find Edim who will contradict the initial two Edim, or we will just announce that, yeah, the Edus was not that overwhelming. It looks like he's going to end up innocent, and then we begin debating the case. In either of those two scenarios, we've definitely upped the chances of making him innocent.
Rebbe, if we're always looking for tzedek tzedek tirdof, and I know when it comes to nefashos, we definitely don't want to put a guy to death, but shouldn't we be following the same halachas on other cases as well? We're always looking for tzedek, so we should always be looking if the
we'll
Edom
see.
align.
We'll see. The Gemara contrasts this with Mominus. We'll see. Yeah, Ms. Hashem, your question. Okay, be well, everybody. Have a great day.